Welcome back to Ridiculous Ramblings, loves. I'm your host, Amy. It's Friday. Woohoo! We were working for the weekend, and it's finally here. I hope you've all had a great week. Hope your Christmas was great. And I hope your weekend is even better. Another busy weekend here in the Riddick household. Thursday, I was a guest on the Sippin' and Trippin' podcast. Sup, Desmond? Sippin' and Trippin' is available on YouTube. Y'all should check it out. Then, work tomorrow and a family Christmas party on Sunday. And holy cannoli, can y'all believe next week is the last week of 2024? Oh, the last of the short holiday work weeks. And then time to get back to business as usual. Another year is come and gone, but it was a good year and I'm looking forward to 2025. Good things are in store. I can feel it. And I'm so excited. Today is Friday. Friday is one of my favorite episodes because we get to listen to music. If you haven't noticed by now, I may slightly love music. I wanted a way to connect with my community and feature local artists and local bands. Over the past month since doing my podcast, I've met some really cool people and discovered some great music. If you're a local artist or a local band, or if you want to recommend some of your favorite local artists and local bands, let me know through the show's Facebook page, Ridiculous Ramblings, or the show's website, RidiculousRamblings.com. Now, let's get to it. The first band on the list today is Platypossum, founded by Noah Pulling. Noah's dad reached out through Facebook. He saw my post in the 574 Dozy Neighbors, where I had asked if there was anybody that wanted to, you know, be featured as a local artist, local band, or local business. And local, you know, artist, it doesn't have to be music. If you're listening and maybe you have like a craft store or you do paintings or something like that, I would absolutely be, you know, thrilled to host that on the show as well. I am planning on doing some video podcasts, so that would give a good opportunity to host some of your lovely artwork. So let me know. Hit me up. So Noah and his dad are really lovely people. I've had a chance to speak with both of them. And Noah's dad is so funny. He was like, "Hey, I saw your post," and then he started sending me like some information about Platypossum and about Noah and sent me a couple of clips of the music. So Noah, you got a really great dad. He's a great supporter of yours, and I am more than thrilled to get to dig into some Platypossum songs today. So I always ask my artists or my band, you know, can you guys give me like a brief bio about yourself? So this is what Noah sent in to me for the show. "We started Platypossum with the goal of inspiring people to pick up an instrument, as well as bringing people closer together. We all started at a very young age, being inspired by many different artists and having influences around at such an early age. Music has been a part of us ever since. We pull from all kinds of influences to create one unique sound, a punk metal fusion, if you will. From all of us spanning from different backgrounds, we get to channel that diversity and bring in different sounds and styles to create our one sound. Hard rock, classic metal, pop punk, emo punk, modern rock. There's something for everybody, and we hope to bring everyone together with our music." Some of their favorite songs are Damp Hands, Lobster Monster. "When I say lobster, you say monster, lobster, monster. Can't Stop Me, Rolling Hills, Never Miss, I Thought of You Today, and White Tide. First up on our list, we are going to listen to I Thought of You Today.
I thought of you today, but that is nothing new. I think about you every day, I will tomorrow too. I think of you late at night, I often dream your name. All I have are memories, I'll never be the same. I carry you with me, I have since the start. Forever means forever, you'll always have my heart. Nothing is for certain, why are things so tough? Being here without you, man, it's really rough. I need you to tell me everything will be alright. I'm running from the voice calling out in the night. I need you to hold me through this. It's like you don't even care. I thought of you today and your beautiful smile. It's something that I haven't seen for quite a long while. The two of us used to be, you're so immature. I thought you were the one, I thought that was for sure. Well, nothing lasts forever with no guarantee. Left alone
long remembering what we used to be. Feels like just yesterday I won you with my charm. Sitting here in the dark with open empty arms.
Tell me everything will be alright. I'm running from the voice calling out in the night. I need you to hold me through this. It's like you don't even care.
Shattered again.
Shattered again.
When I look into the only eyes that ever really knew me, looking back I start to see they only look right
shattered
through me.
Again.
Shattered again. It's gonna take some time to find my way back to me. If I cannot find it, I'll just settle for the new me. I think I haunt you too, you never seem to leave me. How do I get away? Wishing you were here with me, there's nothing left to take.
Tell me everything will be alright. Hold me close and fade into the night. It's time for you to go, it'll be alright.
Goodbye.
It's like you don't even care.
Goodbye.
It's like you don't even care.
The first time I heard Platypossum, when Noah's dad had reached out to me, I told him their sound reminds me very much of like a Blink 182 All American Rejects. But as I listened further throughout their album called Resonant Evil, it does sound like they kind of have a good little mix. They have like your classic emo sound, but then they have like some classic rock. Some of them give a little bit of Kiss vibes. So they really do have a little bit of everything. So you should definitely check them out. Next song that we're going to check out on our rotation from Platypossum is going to be Can't Stop Me.
Your touch, your warm embrace, but your malicious machinations I just can't erase. I've been to hell and back, trapped in my head. I called out for your help and you left me for dead. Stumbling through the dark, can't find the light. All I wanted was to hear you say it's gonna be alright. It's not you that I want, I've been so blind. And now I can't seem to get you out of my mind. And I think I'm going crazy. Shackles broken from your labyrinth, you can't hold me down. Halo crumpled on your mantle, you can't stop me now. Strong enough to stand without you, you can't slow me down. I won't let you take me over, you can't stop me now. Love so black and white. Disregard those hollow feelings. It's not all wrong, we're all right. You dragged us through the mud just for the show. I could have saved this pain if I had just let go. Staggered by your words, forked silver tongue. Blind dedication touts, you'll always be the one. Longing for return, bewitched by some arcane. The truth, although it hurts, we can never pick it up again. Burns with renewed fervor, you can't cool me down. Burning through and spilling over, you can't stop me now. Strong enough to stand without you, you can't slow me down. I won't let you take me over, you can't stop me now. Beginning to think you'd haunt me for the rest of my days. Every night waking up alone in a cold sweat.
to stand without you. You can't slow me down. I won't let you take me over.
You can't stop me now. I'm the tide that drags you under. You can't slow me down. Ride the wave or fall asunder. You can't stop me now. I'm strong enough to stand without you. You can't slow me down. I won't let you take me over. You can't stop me now.
'Cause you can't stop me, baby.
I can't help but after listening to that, want to listen to Kiss. I want to rock and roll all night. Like I said, they really do have a little bit of everything for everyone. So their first song definitely gives off more like emo vibes. And the second song definitely gives off more classic rock vibes. So definitely, you know, they're undiscovered. They've got a pretty good following on YouTube. The link to their music is going to be listed in the podcast description. So you should check it out. That's what I love about music. There's diversity. There's something literally for everyone. Like, there's so many great groups out here in our own area. I can't wait for the summertime to come so we can start going to some festivals. Who knows? Maybe we can even do some live shows and do some random interviews while we're there. Definitely got some things, you know, in the mix coming up here for 2025. Like I said, very excited for not just myself, but for a lot of our local artists. Sounds like they've got some pretty great things in the mix here as well. All right, our very last song from our new friends, Platypossum, Hey Guys, What's Up, is going to be Never Miss.
They were together from the age of 10, hanging after school, day out and day in. Together they'd spend the best of their lives, though we just couldn't tell her what he felt from her eyes. First day of high school, both bright-eyed, she smiled at him, he caught her by surprise. As they drew closer in his journal he'd write, every evening before he'd whisper her a good night. I don't think I'll tell her, I don't think I can. I'll just enjoy time with the world's best friend. Last day of high school put a peck on her cheek. She smiled at him and said, you're always so sweet. She whipped around, hopped in her boyfriend's car. She asked him to visit, campus wasn't too far. I don't think I'll tell her, I don't think I can. I'll just let her go like any other old friend. Good night. Call on a Sunday, his eyes lit up. She asked him a favor, what a stroke of good luck. The big day had come, she needs a lifetime friend. He stood at the service with the bridesmaids on the end. Don't think I'll tell her, I don't think I can. I wish the best for her with all that I am. Good night. Watching lives unfold. Her husband had passed and now her health waned too. She called out to him, he said, I'll always come through. He raced through the storm, this might be his last chance to tell her how he felt in that very first glance. Tires.
or broken glass could ever express repressed feelings he held last. She stood at the service by the casket on stage, held her high school diary and read from the first page. I don't think I'll tell him, I don't think I can. I'll just enjoy time with the world's best friend. I'll wait for a signal as I keep him in sight. Until that day, I'll whisper him a good night.
I hope everyone has enjoyed listening to Platypossum as much as I have. I've been listening to their music for the past couple of weeks since Noah and his dad reached out through Facebook. Definitely a huge fan, I'm telling you. They've got a little bit of everything for everyone, whether you're in your emo phase, never grew out of your emo phase, or you're just a diehard classic rocker. Their sound definitely fits the ticket for just about everybody. They do have a YouTube page. They are available on Spotify. The link to their YouTube page is available in the show's description. So definitely, you know, reach out and show some Platypossum love. We're going to switch gears here now. We're going to go from our emo phase up to, you know, a little something with a little rhythm, with some rapping and some rhyming with one of our other featured artists, Mr. Jordan Chakes. Jordan is a fellow musician and a fellow coworker. And I asked Jordan, you know, hey, could you shoot me a little bio, kind of introduce yourself to everyone? So we're going to do a little short read through his bio, and then we'll stop and listen to one of his songs, and then we'll circle back to the bio. Jordan writes, "My name is Jordan Chakes, and I am an independent musician. I work full-time and write, record, and perform music on the weekends and around my work schedule. I've been making music since high school and have done it off and on since. I've always loved music, but it wasn't until then that I decided to step into that field myself. My dad played in a few bands when he was younger and toured across the country, so hearing stories and watching him play was always really interesting to me. That definitely sparked the start of me thinking that I could do something similar, which I have. I've played a lot of local shows and even gone on a couple of short tours across different parts of the country. There was a time in my life where I was playing shows full-time and didn't have another job. Unfortunately, things come up and, you know, life is life. So I had to find another means to help support the financial needs I have. The structure is actually nice, though, and it helps me schedule more time to work on music around my working hours. I have a home studio where I record everything. That's really awesome. That is one of my goals, is to have my own dedicated recording space instead of, you know, chilling at my dining room table or kicking my son out of his bedroom so I can use his computer. It would be nice to have that little solace. Kind of off topic here, I just saw a TikTok, I believe it was the other day. If you don't have space for your own recording studio, you don't have the money to make your own space for your own recording studio. They have this little thing that it looks like a box, basically. But you stick your head inside of the box and it's got a space for like your microphone, your laptop and everything. And it's soundproof and you can record in that. So who knows? You may just find me standing randomly in a corner of my house recording my podcast or recording a song. You never know. It's called Ridiculous for a reason, right? Our first song by Mr. Jordan Chakes is going to be Delirious.
I'm getting it going, I'm serious. It's 4 a.m. and I'm delirious. But still up recording and I'm just hoarding, storing all these beats on my laptop. Addicted to them like crack rock. But that's not what I'm on. I'm on YouTube to MP3. Open up GarageBand to an empty screen. I can't wait to feel it. I've been feeling all the shit you busy stealing. I'm building up a living just to go and make a killing. But I'm on to that next wave, the next flow. You about to see my career hit that crescendo. Thinking back to playing Pokemon, I'm on Nintendo. DS, they saying he next, we riding deeper than your V-neck. The fucking phoenix, rising out the ashes. I don't gotta practice, if I want it, I just have it. Cause I go and take it, while you busy waiting. While I'm busy working, ain't no time, I can't explain it. I got 1,000 words up in this picture that I'm painting. And if a hater can't see it, I don't blame him none. I ain't make it quite yet, so I'm faking some. And if you feel like sending shots, then go and take you one.
Yeah, I said life will be real weird. Who can tell you that it ain't, baby, yeah. Grab the wheel and steer. Take control, leave fate, maybe, yeah. I said life will be real weird. Who can tell you that it ain't, baby?
can tell you that? Who can tell you that? Who can tell you that it ain't bad?
I'd be lying if I said I wasn't fortunate, but I'd be lying if I said I could afford to miss, cause foreign whips can come last if it come fast. Usually it doesn't last for they bum ass, sticking thumbtacks in they wall with a picture of me up underneath. They got my name across a long sleeve tee and hoodie and jeans, etc. with these. Let the haters only do it cause it ain't blow yet, but there ain't no stress cause I know I'm next. So just point to the check, please, I'm bringing something different, so just fucking listen. I ain't as big, but they wish to be in my position. You busy reminiscing me while all the rest are bitching. I'm still in college, so my dollars go to my tuition. Say you eating good, I see your food is for the pigeons. So maybe focus on yourself instead of how I'm living. If you ain't a homie, you ain't coming on an expedition. It's play now, I'm undefeated in this exhibition. I won't forget the mission, I'm just extra missing. When I didn't have to work it, no fucks were given. Now I'm living differently, giving everything. Life gon' get what it can get for me. Always had epiphanies, and growing up and ripping beats and switching seats with different Grammy nominees, just so they can see a little clearer when I'm on the screen. But honestly, it ain't all about the accolades. I'm feeling good, yeah, no wonder why I'm lacking pay. I do it all, might just make me go and jack a tray. It's not six, but I'm blowing through a pack a day. It's so miraculous how I do it, ain't average. I'm half convinced to just say fuck it all and go and pack a spliff. But there's a bag to get, so you won't catch me acting stiff. I'm not an activist, they might just go and smack a bitch. I'm just kidding, nah, I was raised better. Spring the only time that she gon' get that Mayweather.
Oh my gosh, stop it.
Okay, I think I'm done. I'll just be here by the mic, straight recording, drinking rum and having fun.
Having fun?
Yeah, I'm having fun. If I can do it my whole life, then I'll look back and know I won. I'm having fun.
Having fun?
Yeah, bitch, I'm having fun. If I can do it my whole life, then I'll look back and know I won. Like,
yeah, I said life will be real weird. Who can tell you that it ain't, baby? Yeah, grab the wheel and steer. Take control, leave fate, maybe. Yeah, I said life will be real weird. Who can tell you that it ain't, baby? Who can tell you that? Who can tell you that? Who can tell you that it ain't, baby?
You know, I was listening to the words of the song when you said that about opening up to GarageBand. So I'm using GarageBand. I'm pretty new to it. Might have to reach out to you for some tips there because it sounds like you are absolutely killing it on GarageBand. Let's go back to Jordan's bio where he mentions that his friend Kelby is a great engineer. So he mixes and masters all the songs that I like enough to release. I usually like to write at the studio setup, but the inspiration can really hit anywhere at any time. The notes app on my phone is almost always open for me to jot down ideas and lyrics that I think of throughout the day. I mainly find the beats I use on YouTube and then purchase the lease if I release the song, but I know a few producers that I work with as well on show days. I'm typically listening to the songs that I am going to perform to make sure I have them down as much as possible. I usually try to think of things that I'm going to say before, after, or in between songs as well. I have a very outgoing personality, and I don't hide it on stage, so talking to the audience is super important to me. I think it helps them feel more engaged and like an actual part of the show instead of just watching from a distance. No matter how much preparing I do, though, I like to just go with the flow of all of it and see where the show takes me. I like to do it that way because even if you've seen me perform the same songs multiple times, each show will be a different experience. I like that philosophy. I like that approach that you have to your music. It's very good. Keeps everything fresh. And definitely making the audience feel engaged is super important. I don't want to just sit there and like listen to the music. I mean, I like to sit there and listen and vibe out. But I also like to kind of feel like I'm incorporated in the show as well. It definitely makes for a good experience. So we're going to jump back into Mr. Jordan's music, and here we go. We are going to go with Blind.
I've been staring at the sun, going blind for way too long.
the theater. Go and get refreshed at concessions at one meetup. It's like a sci-fi, they asking why would they believe us? Well, ask for them to decide. Sick. Got my head turning in any and all directions. I can tell you that I'm sorry, but you already know this next bit. Like, I was staring at the sun, going blind for way too long. Couldn't see the things that you would show to me. All the reasons that I'm wrong. I've been feeling my love with all these toxic fumes. When I was weak, it occurred to me that what I need to breathe is you. All I needed was you. And all you wanted was me. How'd I get so confused? I know I'm supposed to be, I'm supposed to be. I just wanna tell you that I ain't here for this and that. I'm only here for you. And I wanna write you some so that when you listen back, you know I'm only here for you. Baby, I ain't gonna lie, just a sentimental value. How you got me doing math in my head, just calculating all the time I've been wasting, just busy chasing, slow it down. What you help me do? I've been stressing over numbers when it's just us two. If I'm tripping, come and catch me like you always do. Cause it's easy going blind from this bird's eye view. I said it's easy going blind when you staring at the sun. Going blind for way too long. Couldn't see the things that you would show to me. All the reasons that I'm wrong. I've been feeling my love with all these toxic fumes. When I was weak, it occurred to me.
Honestly, one of the hardest parts for me doing the shows on Friday is there are so many great songs by all of the artists that are featured. I have such a hard time just narrowing it down. So I usually just listen to everything on repeat for at least about a week before I do the show. Everything that I've listened to so far of Jordan's and of Platypossum's, everything I have really found a way to connect to and a way to enjoy. And for me, that's the sign of a good artist. It's not just they just go with one direction only. They branch off and they have a little bit of something for everybody. So definitely congratulations. Great job, you guys. You're doing fantastic. Our last song that we're going to feature of Jordan's is called No Control.
I'm having feelings of uncertainty. I'm trying to make it and I feel like an emergency. I'm moving with some urgency. They tell me take a step back. That ain't never occurred to me. It may be what I need, maybe not. Maybe go, maybe stop. Maybe hold, maybe fall. Maybe bet all I got. I need to make up my damn mind. It's racing, wasting all my time. Man, I'm sick of it. I'm sick of thinking life a 50-50 hit or miss. I'm sick of thinking all I need is getting filthy rich. I'm sick of saying that I'm fucking sick of all of this. Cause now I'm sure of myself. Now the only things I'm focused on are music and health. Cause I know that once I get it, what's to follow is wealth. I'm giving all of myself. I'ma do it till I'm gone. Hopefully it ain't soon, but I could be in the wrong place. Wrong time, but for now I'm all straight. You in good hands, baby. I ain't talking all state. Damn, okay. That's a little corny. I ain't even write it down. I just said it while recording. But now I got some shit to say. I think it's quite important. Ain't imported any cars. Never fronting no shit. Try to make it out my town. It was never the ditch. I wasn't poor, but tell you certainly that I wasn't rich. Now I'm climbing up and taking everything I can get. So if you got it, I need it. I'm sick of begging and pleading for people to stay. Now I realize they in my way. Or they were, cause for sure they ain't in it today. I'm done letting people drain me. Protective of my energy. So I'ma know if you ain't who you pretend to be. Could be the same team, we not because they envy me. They coming at me, that's like the Little League of MLB. Just can't compare. Nah, cause I'ma blow and I know that they can take it there. It ain't about the fame.
or the money. It's about respect and who trying to take it from me and who trying to step on me when they on their way up, but they just stepping on my toes. I'm above they pay cut, and this ain't about a person or a group, it's the industry. So stay in your lane and quit fucking bumping into me anyway. I like the shit that got some bounce. I like the girls that haven't really been around. I ain't talking about the world, well, you know what I'm saying. I stay in every day and working, all you doing is waiting. I'm still playing though and having so much fun. Everything I tried to tie saw it come undone. That's why I'm letting it go. And understanding I got no control.
No control, no control.
I got no control.
No control, no control.
I got no control. That's why I'm letting it go. And understanding I got no control.
I think that might be my new jam, Jordan. Well, I think that about does it for today. I want to thank Platypossum and Jordan for letting me feature their music on today's show. And to you, my loves, for tuning in and supporting the show and supporting our featured artists. I hope wherever you're listening from, you're doing well and you have a great weekend. Don't forget, if you'd like to suggest a local artist or band, or if you are a local artist or local band, and would like to be featured on the show, you can reach out on the show's Facebook page, which is Ridiculous Ramblings, or at RidiculousRamblings.com. Until next time, ta-ta for now. Okay, love you. Bye!